We're going to call Martha Ferretti. She is from 11,000 miles away from us in Argentina. It takes more than 24 hours to arrive to Buenos Aires when you go. And it's a long way. And she works in two areas. Before I call her, antes de llamarla, voy a hablar un poco. She works in, with the drug addicts that the government, ¿es gubernamental eso o es privado? Privado. A private institution have their place where they are trained, and there are some pictures for you to see after. And then also with the ladies in the church. It has only one thing in mind, that they may know Jesus as Savior. Martha, come here. Martha is married to George, the old man is here too. All right. El hombre viejito está acá, Jorge, que tanto oramos por él. Well, we pray for him. All right, Martha. We're going to...
Algo te quiero aclarar de que lo que es privado es porque es una entidad de padres de chicos recuperados que quieren recuperar otros chicos.
Now this is an institution where she is that private in the sense that they are parents who have children who have problems with drugs, so they put the money so they have an institution so they can reach other children to become part and be healed, and so the government don't have to spend the money for. That's very good.
Primero quiero dar gracias a Dios por poder estar acá.
I want to thank God first for being here with you.
Hace 3 años que no lo visitábamos por razones de la salud de mi esposo.
About 3 years I came here, and the reason why I did not came before is because my husband George was sick.
Y realmente esto es, este viaje fue un regalo del cielo.
I want to say that this trip was really a gift from God.
Y cuando mi esposo me lo propuso, realmente ni pasaba por mi mente el poder viajar, ¿no? Pero pensando en que mi otra hermana, no Raquel, otra hermana que tengo aquí, que ya tiene sus años y bueno, que sería lindo verla. Entonces él pensó que bueno, de viajar y de venir y poder estar un tiempito juntas.
Now I'm going to try to go back to the first statement. He said that when the husband, George, told her that it's good for us to make a trip to America and visit the family, she never had that in mind and was surprised. But as you know, Raquel and Martha have another sister that I mention to you every month. And the last Sunday of the month, I run to Modesto. She's on age now. She's 84. And so she thought it was very good, the idea, so that they can see each other again before the Lord take her. And so she thanks George for that.
También tenía deseos de venir y personalmente agradecerles la ofrenda de amor que todos los meses me hacen llegar para este ministerio de los muchachos, como le digo yo. Hay muchachos, chicos, hay jóvenes, hay hombres, padres de familia, pero realmente van a ese lugar aquellos que desean curarse, como que ya se cansaron de la droga y quieren salir de eso.
I want to thank you for supporting me every month for the work that I do among the drug addicts. I want you to understand that they are young people, they are middle-aged people, and they are older people. And only when they sign the paper, they said, I want to get out of drugs, they are admitted there. So they are there not by capture by the police or this. They turn themselves in so that they want to get help from the people.
En este momento, lamentablemente, cada vez hay más.
I'm sorry to say to you, but each time there are more people in.
Cada semana, 1, 2 o 3 nuevos nos presentan que han entrado.
Each week, it's sad for me, but each week always there is 2 or 3 new people they introduce to me.
También están edificando una habitación más porque faltaban camas, faltaba lugar y entonces en este último tiempo han terminado otro dormitorio para poder abarcar a más chicos, ¿no?
Just to give yourself an idea, the people went into the construction of another bedroom with a host many people in. because the house, the building was not enough for all the people that they have.
Ahora hay, no sé si ustedes recuerdan que hace 3 años yo les contaba que había 20 muchachos.
About 3 years ago, I told you there was 20 people in the class that I took care of.
Hoy hay 57.
Today are 57 people.
O sea que cuando preparo el material para llevar.
You know, now you get an idea. Before I prepare material to work with the young people for craftsmanship for 20, now I have to prepare for 55.
Un litro de pintura no alcanza, o un litro de enduido plástico, para que hay una técnica que hacen con el enduido, es todas las semanas llevar 2 o 3 tarros de.
Before I use 1/4 of paint and 1/4 of a plastic material for the people to work and to make them. But now, she said, from 3 weeks, now is every week I had to do it and triple my expenses in producing the material for the people because the institution do not pay for the material, I pay it myself. ¿Qué es lo que hacen?
Por ejemplo, cuando llegamos y antes, en los comienzos, hace 14 años que hago este trabajo.
She is there for 14 years doing this work.
Primeramente iba con una amiga que lamentablemente hoy no me acompaña más porque quedó internada en un geriátrico a través de una caída, que ya no caminó más y está en silla de ruedas.
At the beginning, I was there with a friend that went with me every time. She's no longer there because she fall. She's 80. She fall and then now she's in a home place to take care of herself.
Cuando yo les he compartido cartas, ustedes recordarán que decían Marta y María. Marta,
you know,
y María.
When I send a report to you, I sign Martha and Mary because that was my helper.
Bueno, María es la que está hoy en silla de ruedas en un geriátrico.
Mary is in a wheelchair today, in a nice place, but in a wheelchair she cannot move any longer. She's over 84.
Y cuando pasó esto, justo vino a la iglesia la mamá de una chica que se congrega con nosotros, que vivía en otro punto, en Mar del Plata, y se vino a congregar a Capital, a Buenos Aires.
When Mary fall, in our church, amazing enough, a lady changed location from 400 miles away and was looking in Buenos Aires for a church, and she came into our church.
También profesora de artesanías.
She also was a teacher in craftsmanship.
Entonces, con ella seguí el trabajo.
As soon as she knew what Martha was doing, she said, I will go with you. And now she got a professional help in the area.
Hoy tampoco me acompaña ella porque tuvo que dedicarse a cuidar nietitos. Entonces, no tengo una compañera fija, pero cada semana voy con alguien.
Today she cannot do it anymore because she has a lot of grandchildren and has to take care of the grandchildren. But I never alone. The church always, somebody in the church every week comes with me.
No puedo ir sola porque el viaje es largo. Son 60 kilómetros de ida.
Alone, now the distance for you maybe is not too much, 45 miles, but I tell you, 45 miles in those countries is a long way.
¿Cuántas millas?
45.
Oh. Y entonces no es para hacerlo el viaje sola.
It's not safe to drive 45 miles for you alone in a car if you're a lady in those countries.
Pero hay una cosa que el Señor ha sido muy bueno.
God has been very faithful to me.
Porque sin tener que movernos, porque yo había pensado ir a las autoridades de ese pueblo a hablar por qué no nos asfaltaban la calle, porque cuando llovía no podemos ir.
As you understand, this is not America, so you drive 30 miles on the pave and then 15 miles is on the road on dirt. And so she was thinking in going to the authorities and ask them why they don't put a pavement in the city so that she can reach there because well, when rain, the car cannot go.
Y finalizando el año pasado sin haber movido nada, como el Señor sabe la necesidad de uno, nos asfaltaron 10 cuadras de las 20 que faltaban de calle de tierra, nos asfaltaron 10 cuadras.
Amazing enough, before I don't have to go to the authorities, the Lord put in the heart of the authorities to pave the streets, and from 20 blocks to the place, 10 now are paved, and only 10 left unpaved.
Y a comienzos de este año nos faltaron las 10 que faltaban.
And now, at the beginning of this year, they finished the job and it's all paved to the place.
Entonces ya la lluvia no es una preocupación porque nos queda de tierra un pedazo como de acá al freeway.
I said, now I'm not worried about it because when rain, I can go. There is only one place that just from where we are now to the freeway that is on dirt and I go on the edges and I know how to get into the place.
Unas media cuadras, 50 metros.
About 50 meters, which is 150 feet.
Y ahora han abierto otra puerta porque justo donde llega el asfalto es donde queda el límite de la quinta, vamos a decir.
There is a very large property and the pavement gets right to the edge of this property.
Entonces han abierto una puerta acá y para el día que hay barro entrar por ahí todo con pedregullos con
yeah, and now the authorities of the institution have moved the door from the middle of the street to the edge so when it rains Martha can drive the car through the pave and through that and then inside is a grave like we have here in our parking lot.
Así que como ven, el Señor nos da, hay veces sin pedir nada, sin mover nosotros un dedo, pero Él sabe la necesidad y allá nos da.
I'm impressed with our Lord. I know this, but I'm impressed. The Lord knows our need, and before, when it's in my heart, and I'm going to ask the Lord for, He does ahead of me.
Cuando llegamos, hacemos la reunión primero.
I want to tell you a little bit what I do in the institution. When I arrive, I make a worship service first before the craftsmanship.
Yo les llamo un momento de reflexión.
I don't call them preaching or anything. I said we need to have a moment of reflection in our life.
Antes lo hacíamos al final.
Before I did this after the craftsmanship.
Pero hay veces tan absorbidos con las manualidades se nos quedaba poco tiempo para la reflexión.
But what happened is when people were doing craftsmanship, they keep on working, and there was very little time for meditation. So I thought to myself, if I do this first, then they get the word of God first, then we're going to work in the rest of the projects.
Entonces ahora le dedico todo el tiempo que necesito a la reflexión. Y después el tiempo que resta, hacemos las manualidades.
So what I do then, I spend all the time talking to these people who are in drugs and sharing a moment from the Bible and ask them to ask me questions about their life and what they want to know about God. And when all is over, then I do whatever moments is left, I do it for the craftsmanship. So we shorten the craftsmanship and we increase the meditation.
Y hay veces tenemos la sorpresa que uno de los que entra nuevo, nos dicen, ah, sí, mi papá es pastor. ¿Y qué pasó? Le digo.
Amazing enough, I was shocked many times with those people who come new. Said, you know, something, now that you say this in the Bible, my father is a pastor. And then Martha asked them, what's wrong? What happened to you?
Y bueno, dice, nunca quise escuchar a mi mamá y a mi papá.
See, the problem is, I never want to hear my mother and father.
Pero pasando los días y empiezan a escucharme hablarles de Dios.
After many days, I go and they have to hear the reading of God's word and the explanation of God's word and the application of God's word.
Es un agradecimiento tal el que ellos sienten y un arrepentimiento.
I can see in their face they are really recalling what their parents told them, and the word of God does the work. They repent. And they feel bad about it themselves.
que se los ve con una ansiedad de querer leer, de querer leer la Biblia, de interiorizarse cada día más sobre las cosas del Señor.
It is amazing how I can see and read in their face that when they hear, they want to get to know more about the Lord and really deep interest in the Word of God.
También les dejo como tareas para la semana para que ellos lean, estudien en la Biblia y después compartimos, antes de la reflexión, compartimos qué leyeron, qué me cuentan y así veo si quiénes son los que están interesados. Los domingos se juntan entre ellos y hacen una reunión y cantan, los que han estado en iglesias, por ejemplo, saben coros y otros coros que les hemos enseñado, y entonces se hacen la reunión ellos.
I want to tell you this, before I read the Bible and meditation, I tell them to read the scripture. When I leave, she said, I give you an assignment, read this book of the Bible, read this and the other. And so when I start before the meditation, I ask them, what you have read? What these have done? What question do you have? What did reading in the Bible cause you to think about it? And so this has been so good that every Sunday I'm not there. I go during the week. So on Sunday now, they meet together and they do a Bible study like a church service by themselves.
Y después, por ejemplo, es lindo ver el interés que ellos ponen para las cosas del Señor.
You know, what really makes me thrill is not that I pass my handicraftsmanship experience to them and they become useful, but to see the interest they have for the Lord, how the Word of God really provokes you to think about God.
Yo estoy orando, y ustedes ayúdenme a orar, porque el Señor levante a alguien que vaya los domingos a tener la responsabilidad. Para mí, en este momento, no puedo hacerlo. Pero que alguien vaya a ese lugar a tener el mensaje o la reunión con ellos. Y tengo en mi corazón, hay un sobrino que tenemos por parte de mi esposo, que esposo de una sobrina de él, que estaba apartado y vive ahí en Pilar, en el pueblo de ellos, y estaba apartado porque le había nacido un nene enfermo y no lo aceptaba. Y hasta que ahora ha tenido un encuentro con el Señor y está teniendo una vida maravillosa, ¿no? Entonces, en él he puesto los ojos para ver si es el elegido para seguir en ese lugar esta obra. Así que estamos orando. Ya le dije a él que orara también.
Let me tell you this, the enthusiasm. I don't want to cut the enthusiasm. It's okay. I don't want to cut the enthusiasm in the heart. Almost I can feel it. Now, this is what happened. The proper thing to do is that a man will go on Sunday and have a proper morning worship service with them or something. That a man will lead. And I'm praying, I want you to pray, the Lord will lead one man from a church or something to have the responsibility to actually start a church in the area with people who are believers. Now, my eyes are on a nephew who was a believer and became cold, but now he's really warm up and came back to the Lord. He's a pastor and had no church. And he lives in the same city, in the city of Pilar. And so I'm praying that the Lord will lead him to take over this place on Sunday, so there will be a church made with all these men over there, because they're all men. It's not for me to teach them, but the Lord will raise a man to teach them, and I'm praying that from this place will be a men's church in Argentina.
Perdón.
No, está bien.
Si alguna vez ustedes han, creo que Gabriel les compartió párrafo de las cartas que ellos nos escriben a nosotros.
Many times you saw little short statements from the letters they sent to me.
Son muy agradecidos por el tiempo que uno que uno dispone para poder ir y hablarles y llevarles y es algo que
You know, they are very grateful, and they are very grateful in this, that not that I teach this and the other, they are very grateful that I put the time for them because nobody pays me. I pay my own expenses. I pay my own gasoline, $8 a gallon. I pay everything to reach there. I put my time on it, and those people write to me back and say, thank you for your time for us.
Yo les pido perdón porque les iba a traer un CD con fotos y hasta una filmación y todo, pero el último tiempo del viaje estuve demasiado ocupada con una persona enferma que es solita y fue como que mi mente no me dio para traer todo lo las cartas quería traer para compartirles párrafos, quería traer ese CD y me olvidé todo.
I want you, please forgive me, I was preparing a CD with pictures, I was preparing letters. But before coming here, a week or two before, I was taking care of a sick lady in the church. And so I forgot about all these details, and I got these pictures, and you can see it right here. We're going to put it here for you to look on it.
Tengo 71 años.
I'm an old person. I'm 71. No, I added I'm an old person. Yo le dije, soy una viejita, 71, pero yo la... Yo...
No, viejita no. Viejos son los trapos. Viejita no.
Yo, she don't understand, so I can say it. It's okay. It's okay. Seguí. No la interrumpan. Por favor, no se metan.
Y los lunes ocupo toda la tarde para mi iglesia... Para enseñar manualidades y predicar el evangelio
Monday,
a la gente del barrio.
Afternoon, I go to where the church is located, and I got ladies all around. I teach craftsmanship, and the idea is to have a devotional right after the craftsmanship, so the people can hear the word. They're all unbelievers coming in to the church to learn these craftsman's work, and then they never know that I want to teach them the Bible. They're all ladies with me.
Los martes a Pilar.
On Tuesday, I go to Pilar, the city of Pilar, where I teach these men.
Los miércoles con las mujeres de la iglesia en la reunión femenil.
On Wednesday, we have the ladies of the church. These are the believers that I train them in our church.
Los jueves doy clase en casa.
On Thursday, I teach that in my home, so I can get people in my area to know the Lord by teaching these things right in my home.
Siempre para predicar el evangelio.
The reason why I'm teaching stuff for profit is just so they can get the project done and then they leave with the message of God, these ladies in my home.
Y los viernes ahora estoy ocupada en hacer algo para juntar fondos para edificar el templo porque nosotros estamos reunidos en una casa de familia adaptada con habiendo tirado tabiques de dormitorios y eso, adaptada para hacer reuniones, pero
Friday,
no es el templo.
On Friday, I do works to raise money for our church. We are for years in a home. We meet in a home. We have moved some walls down and in the patio and so on, and that's what we meet. Now we bought a property and we need the money to build. And so I do some work on Friday in doing things so that we can... collect money for the church building.
Así que como ven tengo toda la semana completa.
As you see, I'm busy the whole week. We're going to pray for George. All right. That's okay.
Y bueno, y
vamos a orar por tu esposa.
No, porque a él no lo desatiendo.
Oh, no, she's going to get to me. He said, no, I take care of him too.
¿Qué?